joining us now to talk about all of this and what could actually potentially pull in the United States in a big way, because U.S. assets are on their way now more to the Middle East, is Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He's the president of Project Sentinel, former U.S. Army DOD intel officer. Tony, your reaction to what may be just hours away.
Well, Rita, it's great to be on with you. And unfortunately, the damage has been done regarding Biden and his lack of resolve. That's the reason we're here, is his appeasement. The fundamental appeasement of the Iranian and their proxies are why we're here. The Israelis have decided to stand up and say, no, we're not going to stand for these events, especially since the Iranians were very much a partner in the 7 October attacks by Hamas. And speaking of that fact, on April, when the Israelis struck the IRGC leadership, I think that was an appropriate attack in retribution for 7 October. So I find it ironic now that the Iranians want to retaliate for the 1st of April attack, since I think the Israelis were actually striking back the Iranians for their work to use proxies against the Israelis. And frankly, one of the proxies that were hit in that meeting was at one of the leaders of an Iraqi militia that was hitting Americans. So I think the Israelis did us a favor by hitting that group on the 1st of April.
Yeah, absolutely. And yet here they're coming back and saying we're planning some payback. And the other thing they also did, Tony, did you see they took out Ismail Haniyeh, who's one of the head Hamas guys, and they took out two of his sons and a whole bunch of his grandkids. It was the weirdest reaction. They asked him, hey, what did you think? And when they were notifying Haniyeh, and he goes, God be with them. That was his reaction. Like, I think he was expecting it to come.
Yeah, well, it probably was. And I think this is where the Israelis have it going in the right direction. The Hamas leadership, the other proxy leadership, the Iranian leadership presume that they're protected. That is to say, they can do these wholly horrific acts of terror and think, it's no big deal. It should be a big deal. They should have skin in the game, so to speak. And this is one of the things about Donald Trump. He took out Soleimani back in 2020. There was no doubt that the Iranians paid a price for anything they did. Again, Rita, this President Biden has done nothing to actually make the Iranians pay a price. And that's why right now we have this pause. The Iranians have a strategic dilemma. Do we do something directly against the Israelis and potentially have the United States stop appeasing us? That's what the issue is. It's like, hey, we want to be appeased. And we want to be able to hit American targets in the Middle East. We don't want to be struck ourselves. And I think that's the only thing the Iranians are trying to balance out right now, is can we get the Americans out of the potential of retaliating should we attack the Israelis? And if we do that, can we continue to make sure that Biden won't do anything to actually attack us directly?
Yeah, and by the way, I don't know if they're worried about Biden. I mean, if they ever want to have sort of payback to Israel, do it under this president, I think they're thinking. Sadly, Tony, and before we let you go, Tony, we just have probably about 30, 45 seconds left. FISA today, it looks like just a little bit ago, the House reauthorized FISA with some conditions. Your reaction? Because, obviously it was abused a couple times, but it's also a big tool for terrorism.
Well, yes and no. Carter Page was abused. President Trump was abused. I would argue that EO 12333 that was in use before 9/11 was perfectly effective. And so far, nobody can show me how having access to American communications has resolved or stopped one attack. Look, I've been on the front line. I've used those tools, Rita. We had everything we needed before. We have it now. You don't need to have unencumbered access by bureaucrats unelected to American communications. If they want to have it, get a warrant. A warrant is pretty easy to get. All you have to do is go to a judge. And it tells me everything, that they don't even want to have that restriction. Andy Biggs had had an amendment to the thing that got defeated. I think Andy's amendment would have been probably about the right balance, but it was unfortunately defeated.
So. All right, Tony, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. We really appreciate it.